What's going on, Badger Nation? Welcome to the PPC Den podcast, the world's first and longest running podcast about Amazon advertising to make your Amazon PPC a little bit easier and a little bit more profitable. If there's one topic that I think Amazon marketers and Amazon entrepreneurs have the most to talk about, it's going to be product launching. And I think if you ask 10 different people how they like to launch products, you will get 10 different answers. Today, we are talking to Elena, who is a PPC professional here at AdBadger. I've worked with Elena now for just over a year, and she's got a great spirit, and I love the way that she approaches topics really thoughtfully. So she's going to talk about how she likes to launch products, giving her sort of six phases of a product launch, the types of campaigns that she likes to launch, and how she thinks about each phase. Really enjoyed this one. We can always expand our thoughts and experience and share more and learn more about product launches. And I hope you enjoy it. You can get this episode bonus. We have a Google Sheet of almost all of our episodes organized and categorized. You can get a Google Sheet with all of our content segmented there for you in the description. It's a great Google Sheet. Have a good one, and I'll see you inside the episode.
I've launched campaigns and picked keywords. I've got my bit, set placements too. Now bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of broad keywords, but I've got through. We are the PPC Den, my friend.
What's going on, Elena? How are you doing today? How are things in Canada?
Hi, Michael. Oh, in Canada, it's great. We still have a summer.
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to live outside of New York City, and now I live somewhere very hot, and I do not miss cleaning up snow. Did a lot of cleaning up snow in my day.
I don't miss ice. I don't miss ice. When I see that the temperature will change in coming 2 weeks, I don't know. I need to change my location, maybe. So, yeah, I like hot weather.
So we're going to be talking today about product launching. Product launching is one of the most important things that we see successful companies do regularly. In fact, one of my favorite reports is a product opportunity explorer, which actually tells you for a particular niche how many new products were launched by brands over the last 12 months or so. And you can actually see, as you start to look at really closely at different brands, the brands that grow the most on Amazon are the ones that are looking at their product line. They want to fill more gaps in the market. They want to offer more to their customers. And it just adds to a person's product portfolio, and it just allows brands to grow. So periodically, you'll be launching products and we'll be helping clients launch products. And today you put together sort of six steps that you see that the most successful launches have in common. So what was it about this topic that excited you to talk about today?
Oh, product launching, it's actually, I don't know, I found it the most interesting and the most challenging work for every Amazon PPC manager, Amazon PPC optimizer, because you launch something new. You have a lot of opportunities to test something, to scale something. And it's not like a routine, you know? It's it's completely new. And I know that a lot of people still have completely different strategies for product launching. And I'm also tend to test. It's always testing. But, you know, it's also this topic that during actually my year in AdBadger, I launched a lot of new products. I guess that I didn't launch them before before at Badger, but I work in Amazon Sphere more than 4 years. And currently I think that we can give some maybe new informations or maybe some something new that people also can test or can use for their product launch.
Yeah. I also think, you know, if you ask 10 people how they launched their products, you're going to get 10 different answers. So that's definitely something to consider as we go through this, for sure. So if you're sitting there and you're saying, well, I've been launching differently, or I maybe do a different campaign or something like that, that's to be expected. I think part of the magic of Amazon advertising is you constantly are reflecting on what it is that you're doing and seeing how you could add to it, seeing how you can tweak it, seeing how you might do things differently depending on the type of product or the niche or the industry or the size of the budget that you have available. So there's so many different considerations that you can make. So this is one way to do some launching, and hopefully it inspires people out there to evolve and reflect on their product launch strategy for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just quickly add that, do you remember how hot conversation we had on our weekly call mastermind about product launching? 10 people discuss everything and give some new informations. And to be honest, I also took some informations for my future product launching. Mm-hmm. It's really great to share your experience with others.
Yes. Shout out to Core Community, where every PPC manager from the Ad Badger team attends each week. We sit around and talk about Amazon advertising. So it's pretty cool to have that as a resource. It's good to have professional development. I think a lot of people don't consider it in our space because a lot of people are entrepreneurs and digital marketers. And it's like, we don't want the corporate life, you know, but like, it's still good professional development to sit around.
Definitely.
How do you do product launches? How do you do product launches? So let's jump into it. Elena, how do you do product launches? What's the first thing that you do?
So of course, the first thing that we do, it's like product research, keyword research, and it's prepare all information that could help us to launch product successfully. Usually, yes, I will not like discuss that how we do like product or some niche research. It's completely another information for future podcast. But we are starting to collect the keywords that we will use in our listings, product description, title, bullets for our semantic core to launch campaigns. Of course, we do like also competitors research. It's difficult to collect your direct competitors when you just launch your products, because you need to be sure that your direct competitors close price to your future price, that they have some similar description, similar material, you know, like it's completely direct your competitors. So it's difficult, but we also collect this. And we use also strong keywords that completely describe our products. And it's really important before you write your descriptions or your title to be sure that people will understand about what is your product about. Because we know, yes, we launched this product, we are completely sure that about which issues this product will be covered or something like this, but your future customers also need to know this. And when people or customer search your products, they see only your picture and a title, and you know, your picture should describe and tell, I don't know, like tell a story about your product. And your title should also describe that, okay, it's this product that will cover all this my issue or fix my this issue or something like this. It's important. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a listing preparation. It's to be sure that you include in your listing all relevant keywords, search term. You can also, you know, use some tricks just to collect your direct competitors. That is why I said that, yes, it's difficult to collect, but it's important. Copy their listings, for instance, and just to check which keywords they use, which search term they use in their listing, yes? And if you miss something, please add to your listing.
Yeah. For me, the thing that sticks out the most, I do a lot of competitive analysis in this sort of pre-launch phase. And we have access to Data Dive, which uses Jungle Scout data, Helium 10, and Merchant Words. Those are the three that I often use where I'm just like, let me punch in a competitor, see what kinds of keywords they have, take a look at their listing themselves and see if I can spot any trends with maybe the most similar to me, the most successful to me, so that I can begin to develop that keyword list that I'm going to want to eventually go after. And in this initial phase, I think actually more people than you think skip over this sort of pre-launch preparation, where we're sort of going through and we're sort of saying, you know, go through that checklist. We produce a lot of content here, which we can link to in the description, of just like, what does good product page optimization look like? Like, what does a good product title look like? You know, are you including a brand, some features of the product type? Is it relevant to list the model number or the size or the quantity? Is it helpful to mention the issue that it solves or who it helps? Like, you know, you can almost templatize this process. You can almost like use a template to be sure that you're filling in things appropriately. Like, do you have all your content in the right place? So before you go out and create tons of campaigns, you're advising to just sort of take a beat, look at some competitor listings, do some competitor keyword analysis, some competitor reverse ASIN lookup. That's where you go out and get the keywords that the competitors are ranking for to get a good sense of potential gaps. You know, what are they missing? Where you can capitalize on? Where can you find your entry point into the market, into that product category? So really important stuff to take a beat and just ensure your product is where it's at. So after people do that, they can jump over to their PPC campaigns. And let's talk about what we do then.
Yeah, after we collect all this information, we have our keyword research, our semantic core. We collect the most relevant keywords for exact. We collect long tail keywords. We collect maybe in some cases broader keywords. But I don't recommend to use them from beginning if you care about budget, but still. Yes, you should collect the most relevant keywords, at least the most relevant keywords.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the word semantic core. Could you define that for people if they've never heard that?
Semantic core, it's the search term that people use or will use for your product searching in Amazon mm-hmm. or in some others. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, you collect, yeah. For instance, you have some products, and of course, that people will search your products. They will use some search terms. So you need to collect the most relevance. Because when you launch new products and new campaigns, it's a crucial. For Amazon, it's a crucial two things, actually. It's a CVR, conversion rate, and sales velocity. Because CVR, conversion rate, it's for Amazon, so traffic, impressions, click, it's not so important. Amazon wants also to sell your product, you know, and when Amazon algorithm will see that, okay, people go to your listing and don't buy, or buy your competitor, or okay, why I need to push this product on your first page? And you will pay more. You will have a higher CPC. So it's really important to higher CVR, more than 10. Like our like statistics say that more than 10, but higher is better. We collect, we set up campaigns. Usually we recommend to segment your campaign, segment your products by portfolio, for instance. Like Ed Badger, the best practice says that segment also your keywords like by search volume or like by long-tailed, broader keywords, something like that. But we recommend use no more than 20-25 keywords by campaign. Also, for strong keywords, for exact, it can be like even 10-15 keywords per campaign. But campaign setting is the most easiest part. Yes, the most crucial for us, it's a keyword research. After that, when we everything set up, when we have a stock, when we have a listing, we ensure that we optimize everything. We have great bullets, great picture. People understand. You can also make some tests. I don't know, like send just 10 random people and say, you understand what it's my product about, yeah? What you would add? What do you need, I don't know, which informations do you need to buy this, like from first view? So yeah, and the most interesting part has started when we launch a product and we need to push this. Mm-hmm.
And then when we talk about what kinds of campaigns we should be launching, you know, a lot of people have different thoughts, like, should you launch with an auto, you know, should you launch with all the match types, should you launch with single keyword campaigns, do you do sponsored display when you first launch, you know, all of these different kinds of campaigns that you could launch. The list is incredibly long. But I guess the question is, like, what does a good foundation look like to you in terms of the types of campaigns or the types of match types that we should be thinking about when we first launch a product?
Yeah, so in general, because the product launch strategy depends on like client's goal.
Mm-hmm. Budget.
Yeah, and budget, yes, and budget. If a client says, you know, for me, it's not important how much I will spend for first even 2-3 months. I want, I don't know, my goals is to be bestseller.
Right.
For instance, yeah. Okay, it's like, it's really a great goal. So we launch from beginning all types of the campaigns. But before this, clients also, and we also should make some preparations and to get some, to make sure that we will have a good review, because more traffic, more possibilities to get a bad review that could kill your actually listing your product from beginning. Yeah, because it's crucial to have a good review from when you launch a new product. So, but we launch everything, sponsored product, bunch campaigns of sponsored product. I guess it's everyone knows, like, it's an auto, broad phrase, exact. Exact single keyword campaigns we usually recommend when we have a history, sales history, to be sure that we can control these keywords and to do those optimizations if needed to be aggressive in it.
Right.
Categories. Categories actually also help us to collect our competitors, because as I mentioned, when you launch new product, to find some direct competitors, it's not so easy. But categories, it's like auto campaigns, but product. When Amazon will collect some competitors for us, and after this, we will use them, this list of competitors in our AdSense competitors campaign. Brand defense, also to defend your listings. So if you have another similar products, you can advertise them on your listings and don't give a place for your competitors. So it's about sponsored product.
Mm-hmm.
About sponsor. Yeah.
And I was curious too, you know, on the list we have like sponsored products broad, sponsored product phrase, sponsored product exact. And you know, for all of those, be sure that we're grouping, you know, 20 keywords or less, trying our best to group by search volume. So have similar with similar. And you know, you don't need to be too strict in terms of the buckets of search volume that you use.
Yeah.
You know, it's just similar with similar. It wouldn't make sense to have, you know, a 2-keyword campaign with one keyword that gets searched 50,000 times a month and another that gets searched 100 times a month. So you want to pay some attention to that. Your sponsored display, sponsored product categories, brand defense, and then the question is like category targeting. You know, I'm sorry, competitor targeting, which I think is an interesting topic. You know, competitor targeting. I always feel like those sales that you can pick up via competitor targeting are almost like worth more than other sales. Because you are basically saying like, oh, somebody was going to buy another brand, but they ended up buying from us instead. So I think if someone does have a, you know, a wedge to grab sales from a competitor, we should take advantage of it. So I think, I thought it was an interesting component. I think if I were to list out like the 10 campaigns, I would be like, oh, maybe competitor targeting we do in like phase two. But I think it's interesting to include it in phase one if you could be really strategic with it.
Yeah. But of course, as I mentioned, it's a difficult to collect and steal some sales, but don't afraid to do this. You can like just use lower bids. For instance, I also include like even bestseller. They usually have a lot of traffic. Why not? Why not? We can get some spontaneous maybe sales, or maybe your competitors bestseller currently don't have your size, your color, I don't know, another some metrics, and you have this, or just people buy this and your products too. So also in future we also use even, you know, not direct competitors but maybe some related. When you will check a listing, you will see that people buy a cup of a cup for coffee, for instance, coffee. And something like this. I could say coffee machine, but you know, it's a little bit not true. Something like this. So you check our listings and see what people can buy with your products too. So yeah, it's also additional.
Yeah. I also think too, you know, you can also, you know, we listed a bunch of campaigns here. And people still need to pay attention to their budget, of course, and whatever goals that they particularly have. I also think it's worth noting, you know, I've seen a lot of product launches in the last 12 months. And I can say anecdotally, the ones that have some kind of, like they do all of that on Amazon. I have seen anecdotally a trend of if you also have off Amazon traffic, you generally move a little faster out of the gate than if you only have on Amazon traffic. I think it's a good brand signal to send to Amazon. So people with email lists, people doing Google ads, sending Google ads traffic to their Amazon listing, doing perhaps social ads to their Amazon listing, you know, perhaps working with influencers. Like it's a whole world of off Amazon traffic. I think Google ads is the easiest to get going because you've already done your keyword research. You already know what the good keywords look like. I always think that's smart to start with some off Amazon traffic too.
Yeah.
I think it gives you a little extra boost. Yeah. Amazon wants you to do it. That's why they have the brand referral bonus program. So I think that's something too to begin to add to our product launch stack.
Yeah, and Amazon allows external traffic. So yeah, it's a cheap way to boost your organic and your sales.
Yeah. So as we sort of set up those campaigns, we of course then turn all of those campaigns on, moving into sort of this actual launch phase. Tell us about that and how you think about the launch phase.
Launch phase, of course, when you set up your campaigns, when you prepare your listings. Another important thing is the price. Define your price. You know, it's like it's not difficult, but it's so crucial and important. And be ready to play with your price. You think that okay, I am collect like 10 direct competitors, they use this price. Of course, for start from beginning or from honeymoon period, yes, we call this period.
The honeymoon period.
Period, yes, when we launch a new product. We can set up some a little bit lower price, but it will be depend. Okay, you see that you have a lot of traffic, sales, of course, is good. Why not increase your price? Okay, you increase your price, you still have a sales. Like, so be ready to play with your price. Don't like afraid to do this. So check every day how your products, your account is moving. Okay, it's obvious that we don't have enough impressions, enough clicks. We need to increase a bit. We have enough clicks and great sales velocity, increase a bit. And echoes, yes, and great CVR. If something bad, we like have clicks but not sales. Here is another strategy because for new products launching, usually what we do optimizations when we have a sales data. Yes, we decrease a bit or something like this. Currently, we don't have orders and sales. Why? Why it's happened? What is wrong with our product, with our listings? And there could be a lot of different ways, really. Maybe you forget something included in your listing and people don't understand. They go to your listing and then don't understand what is your product about, include some picture. Maybe then see some strong competitors on your listings with lower price, defend your listings, defend your listing, yeah. Also, I want to tell about some interesting case that, you know, we launch a lot of products, we use the same strategy and everything is work, everything is great, have a great sales velocity, and our main issue that we're out of stock, yeah. But once something happened, really weird, and yeah, we launch a new product. As usual, setup, everything is great. First day, of course, when it's first day, we check like maybe every 2 hours how our campaigns are moving. No impressions. I don't speak about click. No impressions. Mm-hmm. Increase a bit. No, like, okay, 1-2 impressions. Mm-hmm. Increase a bit. Made aggressive toss optimizations, change our bid strategy, fix and up and down, wrote to Amazon support, what is wrong? Amazon support is usually increase your bids.
Mm-hmm.
Bids, our CPC is so, it's the most high CPC. We don't know what to do. Like, really, even I, with 4 years of experience, I just was sitting and was sitting, oh my gosh, maybe it's a wrong product. What is going on? Why Amazon doesn't want to show us? Because we also checked like manually, where is our ads? No, we don't have our ads in the first, second, and third page. And and after, of course, we check our listing, search, backend, keywords, title, everything is great. What we do? But actually, when we launch a new product, so we do like cross negative. Yes, we launch some exact campaigns and do cross negative in front of phrase and just do block traffic there. And I don't know, it was like I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with this. Maybe I will delete this cross negative. And after this, we have started to get impressions and clicks. And after 2 weeks of optimizations, we optimize our ads and this product have started to be profitable. And actually, yes, it's the most great product.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true, like being able to share stuff like that. Like that's the PPC process, right? Like, what works in one account for one product sometimes doesn't work with another. Generally obvious negatives, like preemptive negatives, like words that are completely irrelevant that I would never want to appear for, I normally do some research at the start with like negative phrases.
Yeah.
So are you less likely to add cross negatives from now on because of that experience?
Yeah, cross negatives. And I also, yes, went for instance, you know, I don't recommend you use this for some like cheap products. For instance, you know, when you sell black t-shirts, but red t-shirts, it's not your product, and you blocked red. It's not the best case, because in this case, people just maybe, oh, wow, so beautiful black t-shirts, I will buy it too, or I'll buy it instead of red, yes? But when we speak about, especially about some expensive products, and it's completely irrelevant, like for instance, some desk for work, and definitely people, when they will search like dinner table or something like this, and they will not use your like work table or something. Yeah, so you negative dinner in phrase in across your all of your campaigns. So yeah, we also made it. And yes, but in this case, I don't know for what. You know, I think that we need to remember that Amazon algorithm is a code. Code write who? People. A lot of people.
And we don't understand.
In some cases, yes. In some cases, it could be some difference with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So test. Always test and always be flexible. Don't be like arrogant with Amazon that I know everything. Yeah. Be
for
flexible
sure.
with all of your strategies.
Yeah. So you can even tell with the philosophy that we have here, you notice that we haven't given people like strict, absolutely do this with exactly the same budget, with exactly the same bid every time. There is a lot of flexibility with how products get launched and where to find success. So these are some sort of general guidelines that we like to give here. So we've launched it, we've began to optimize it. And then I think as we begin to look at some of this data, you'll find sort of hot spots. So, you know, one particular keyword family might do really well, or one sort of async competitor might do really well. Talk to us about expanding your targeting, right? Because we don't want to be stuck there. So talk about how to make the campaigns, you know, grow from where you started. What are some of the things that we can do there to optimize and expand the targeting?
Yes, sure. When we launch a new product, we need to optimize our campaigns. It depends, of course, from sales velocity, from clicks velocity, traffic velocity, but every today, check what we can increase, which targets we can add, which competitors we can add. Do we have enough data, for instance, to launch single keyword campaigns that have some history? Okay, we have a launch. Keep in mind that CVR is really important. It's crucial. Keep in mind that you need to sell more, even like to, you know, to get some new release batch. Why not? Your product will be noticeable. Yeah. Only after that, care about echoes. Because, yeah, when you launch new products for Amazon, it's important. For Amazon, your spends, like, you know, not so important as for you. So, yeah. And, this optimization should be regular, should be constant. And, yes, check your search term data. Relaunch some maybe campaigns and block some keywords, irrelevant keywords, and give you only spend, no orders, and have a bad influence on your CVR listing. So, yeah, optimization.
Mm-hmm. So we're making the campaigns bigger. We're looking for those hotspots, and we're feeding more budget, and we're feeding bigger bids to those areas to try to increase that sales velocity.
Yeah.
And just for those that don't know, how do you define sales velocity?
We have some forecast and estimate plan, and our actual stock usually based on it estimation plan. How we define this when we are running out of stock after first month that we have a great sales velocity? Yeah, sometimes it's happened. Sometimes it's happened when we prepare like our campaign. We have a great campaign structure. We have optimizations. We work constantly. Yes, sometimes it happens that we have an unpredictable great sales velocity and we have an issue, and our main issue is a stock. But as some our clients mentions, it's a great issue. I love this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. When you don't have a sales and you have a big stock of these products, it's a problem. It's really a problem. But, yeah.
For sure. So, do you ever revisit some of that initial work that you did in the beginning? During the launch phase, like maybe go back and double check competitors, you know, did you miss anything in that initial phase? Do you ever go back and look again at to generate even more ideas? Like, is there ever a point here where you're like adding even more keywords to sort of like pour more fuel onto the fire?
Yes, for sure. Constantly. It's a crucial, because from beginning, we collect like the most convertible, as we think, as we suppose it's most convertible, the most relevant. After this, we need to keep in mind that there is a more broader keyword that we can use that maybe not so directly describe your product. They are more broader, but we can't use this opportunity. Launch this. After this, as I mentioned, we have usually launch like basic campaign structure, sponsored product. After this, we have started. We are starting to scale our sponsor brand, sponsor video, sponsor display, test some audience, sponsor display categories. A lot of categories. Usually, we also use some direct categories, but we can use some similar related categories. Yes, in Amazon also there are a lot of opportunities for scaling, but also yes, when we see that we like have some sailing, we can use also external traffic. Why not? It's really great. Yes, it will push our product more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, external traffic. So most of the time, people are doing Google Ads to Amazon external traffic after the fact. And I think I've probably seen like 30 products have Google Ads to Amazon in the last 6 months. and only one product didn't have its rankings improved, which I think is great. Like, that's a great
statistic. Yeah. Yes,
it's great. So it's been really cool to see that. So I would definitely add that to people's, particularly launch stack. So it's like the harder you can hit it in the beginning.
Yeah.
So you have this sort of 2-week launch phase where you launched a whole bunch of campaigns. How do you begin to, because you're going pedal to the metal, you're going as hard as possible in the beginning. How do you begin to transition into maybe more sustainability? Like, maybe someone launches with a 60% ACoS and super high sales velocity, increase their orders per day, and then they want to transition to like a 30% ACoS. You know, how do you think about making those moves to go from like my launch of 60% ACoS down to a more sustainable 30%, for example?
If I see that we have a great CVR, conversion rate, a lot of traffic, a lot of sales, but our ACoS is high, the best way is increase the price to have a more margin, a higher margin, yes. If we see we launch a new product, we have a sales, we have a ACoS 60 present, but we see that our organic is growing. Organic is growing not from beginning. Organic needs some time. We just keep ACoS, but we are looking for a ACoS. Yep. Because in general, yes, our profitability and our final result, it's more important than how much currently we spend on advertising. Yeah. Because reduce a spend, I always say, reduce a spend is the easiest. It's the easiest thing that every optimizer manager could optimize your account and increase spend. But we need to have a long-term goal. We are moving so great. Our sales velocity is great. We are we have a competitive price, but we are still sales. We increase our price. We are still have a sales. We should maybe moving and have a more revenue and scale after and scale our campaigns, our traffic, and yes, and to get more sales velocity. And only after that, when we have a great statistic, when we have a revenue, or when we have our reviews, and yeah, after that we can optimize this for profitability. But usually, from my experience, usually it takes around 2 weeks. You know, when we spend and don't earn. After 2 weeks, we have started to earn.
Yeah, I love that answer of price optimization. I think price optimization is the most underrated thing you can do in all of Amazon marketing, because it's very quick. Like, it's way quicker to change a price than it is to launch 20 thoughtful campaigns. And the impact on conversion rate could be pretty big. So you either get fewer sales, but more revenue per order, or sometimes you get more sales, which can offset any price decrease, for example. So I think that's one of the highest efficiency things that people can play around with. So we've done it. We've ran the gamut. We've sort of talked a little bit about, you know, the pre-launch phase, campaign setup, launch phase, optimization to expand targeting based off what you learn, and then sort of transition into a long-term strategy. Any other final words for people thinking about product launches? Like, what do you think is one thing that every successful product launch has in common?
Test. I always love this word in Amazon. Do testing. Yeah. Even when you know all of the strategy, you collect great keywords. Launch some interesting, it's even will be great for you. Test some audience, test some categories, test some external traffic. So
For sure. I love that answer. A lot of people will say like, oh, I've never launched with broad. Do you think I should? Yeah, probably. Like, you should try everything and see how it behaves for your industry and your particular product niche. Well, Elena, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about product launching. It's one of the hottest topics with Just Cause. Like, the most successful companies on Amazon are introducing new products because you get to take advantage of this honeymoon period many times a year. So keep on launching. Thank you so much, Elena, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Be happy to be here again.
Yeah. And everyone else, I'll see you next week here on the PPC Then podcast.